There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rhodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, Jeanette, and welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast. I am very excited to have you here today.
Hi, Maria. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. So, Jeanette, tell us how you got into branding.
Sure. I stumbled into everything sort of as an accident. It wasn't something that I thought I would wake up one day and even knew that branding was a career. They don't really give you that in college as an option. So I found that early on, I've always been able to identify opportunity and white space and mm-hmm. to help grow and fully help realize brands' positioning. So I started in magazine publishing in terms of the core of my career. Up until magazine publishing, I was doing everything under the sun to just make money. My job before magazine publishing was working at Versace on the women's atelier floor.
Wow. So good.
What was interesting about that was being exposed to a level of fashion and quality of fashion that I had never known to exist before, being a girl from Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, it's kind of interesting when you look at Instagram, which is where a lot of people, it's a platform that a lot of people use to brand themselves. And don't you feel that a lot of women look very similar to each other? And sometimes it's very hard to see what's their personality behind all this, because everyone ends up looking the same.
Yes, I'm actually quite confused by it, because where is the uniqueness and the edge to creating your point of difference? Would you rather just be safe? And there's this culture of girls in particular that are multiplying that I can't tell one from the other. And now it's like all of a sudden everybody has 500,000 followers, 1 million, 2 million. And I don't know who is who.
Yeah.
As a woman and as a mother to a daughter and as a female that loves other females, I do have grave concerns for self-esteem for girls, and particularly growing up. You and I didn't grow up with Instagram. And I grew up and got to formulate and figure out who we were. We got to be pregnant and lose the weight in privacy. it wasn't about being perfect. It was just about being really good at what we do. And I worry that this expectation level in a world that everything is deemed to look so perfect, I'm starting to celebrate the flaws. I'm hard on myself. I'm very hard on myself, but it's so exhausting that it's like, I'm not perfect. I will have cellulite and I will have financial challenges or work challenges ahead of me. And I need to understand that those are all the part of the process of growing and learning. And I would rather be portrayed as real and try to be a voice of positivity and realness in this world where I think people are just feeling bad about themselves secretly because they're always trying to catch up to what they think everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm. So going back to the three mistakes mm-hmm. that people make when branding themselves, the first mm-hmm. one is not being authentic and everyone should mm-hmm. be authentic. Any other do's or don'ts that you can share?
I mean, I also think that, in my opinion, overexposing and tagging brands is dangerous territory. Mm-hmm. Some people have to do it because it's a paid ad. And then other people are doing it because they want to catch those brands' mm. attention, which is fine too, to a certain extent. But I think that you have to be mindful of all of the tags that you do when it comes to brands, because again, that's when I don't know anymore what's real, because you genuinely, passionately like something or because you're being paid to support it. And I appreciate the transparency sometimes with ads, but I'm also getting quite tired of it during Fashion Week where everything is an ad. I don't know. There's 10 different car sponsors driving people around. Mm. There's, you know, 15 different water companies. There's just so many things and I don't know what is what.
Yeah. It seems like we're going through times that everything is oversaturated and you at some point you just switch off
mm-hmm.
and you say, let me take a step back from Instagram for the next day or so. I just don't need to see every sponsorship that's going on. This is too much information. And you know, at the end of the day, it's what we feed our brains. And if we are on Instagram all day and night checking on what else is doing, mm-hmm. we are choosing to feed our brains with something that's not real. I'd much rather switch off and read a book.
Same.
And I know that going into this, I know I always love your book recommendations. And you always come up with the most amazing motivational books that I actually go and buy from Amazon, you know, immediately.
Yeah.
So what can you remember what's the latest book that you read that mm-hmm. was motivational, inspirational, or an old favorite one that you refer back to all the time and it really motivates you?
Sure. So let me just first start. I'm like a murder mystery junkie, so I'll leave that out of it because
okay.
that's just like, you know, those are quick page turners.
Yeah.
I constantly refer back to The Alchemist, which I've read about three times. I know it's quite popular, but what it taught me is that even our setbacks are actually just gifts that the universe is bringing to us, that instead of looking at it as a negative, look at setbacks as a blessing to redirect your course. And their messages that, you know, sometimes if things aren't working out, whether it's in a relationship, a job, a career, whatever it is, don't think that it's not working out. Think that maybe I need to choose a different course mm-hmm. and go in a different direction or take a different approach to how I'm going about things. You know, there are some people and they're like, oh, you know, I just date all these really bad guys. No, no, no. You're the common denominator in your life. You're the one that is responsible for why all of your jobs haven't worked out, all of your relationships, because you're the one choosing. So if we rewire ourselves and rethink, then I find that better gifts come to us. I read a lot of business magazines every month.
Hmm.
I have a really short attention span. I'm not proud of it, but I'm wildly ADD. So business magazines are good for me. A few months ago, finished Shoe King. Is it Phil Knight, the guy that founded Nike?
Okay.
I think that's the name of the book. That blew my mind.
Mm.
I read that in 2 weeks' time.
So it's the founder of Nike who wrote the book?
Yes.
Okay, need to look this up.
As somebody that started a pretty big empire like yourself, it's really exciting. I love reading how successful business people started. And I like to try to learn how I can do better with myself. So if it's not murder mysteries, it's usually business or motivational. Like I'm a Tony Robbins girl. I listen to more podcasts now than I do read books, which is great.
Yeah,
for this.
Which is great.
I believe in having an optimistic and positive disposition.
Okay.
I believe we will attract the energy that we put out there. So think positive, live positive, and positive things will come to you. Manners.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people have forgot about a lot of the formality of manners. I think it's important that if you have a business meeting or lunch or what have you, to either put a note in the mail if you're starting off in your career, I believe in nice letterhead that has your name on it. It's just something
that's a good one. Yeah.
That's nice to do. I got my first letterhead from Smithson, and I have a lot of pride because I was finally able to afford it. And I have a lot of pride in being able to send thank you notes to people. And another tip for success is to never rest on your laurels. Just because you've been given a chance doesn't mean that you're going to always be given a chance the next day. So you're only as good as your next success story. Mm-hmm. And I think in getting to work with a lot of larger brands that have sort of fallen off of the way sometimes, it's because people get to a point where they think they're successful and then they stop growing. Mm. So you've always got to read, stay informed, hire within your weaknesses.
That's a good one.
I'm not good at a lot of things. And the older I get, too, it's really important that I have young people around me to help keep me informed, because I'm not going out to certain places at certain hours.
I like that. Places, certain hours. Yeah.
Great.
All right, Jeanette, let's switch gears and talk about fitness. You are a big fitness and health fan. On days when I personally cannot get motivated, I look at your Instagram stories and you give me all the motivation I need to hit the gym. Who or what is your motivation and inspiration to get up, seize the day, and do your workouts?
My number one motivation is me. It's me. I am very competitive with myself, and it's something that I need to show myself and prove to myself that every day I can do. Nothing in my life has ever really come easy to me. So I'm a fighter, and I have this fire underneath me that I'll always live in fear of not succeeding. I'll always live in fear of not being financially sound. I'll always live in fear that my body won't live up to my expectation of it. So I need to do it for me. I also have a very loud brain. I'm always having like 5 different conversations in my head, and with work and personal, I don't stop. So it's the thing I have to do in the morning that creates a foundation for me to just set my intentions for the day, breathe, and know that if I can tackle the challenges at gym, which are really difficult, I can tackle any life challenges that come my way because I'm strong enough mentally and physically to handle anything.
Mm. That's really interesting, and I'm very much like you. I feel unless I work out first thing in the morning, it doesn't happen because day takes over. But then whatever happened the day before, when you are at the gym and you have that 1 hour that you're just focusing on yourself and the workout, clears your mind, and then you're ready to go fresh, whatever happened the day before, which is really important when you have the crazy lives that we have.
Well, people don't realize all we are doing is taking in and processing energy. And if there's no output for it, it stays in us. Mm. Even the negative thoughts and energy, it manifests in different areas of our body. So it's really important. You know, I believe that like when we absorb negative emotions and energy, and if we're not giving them an output to release, they're going to turn into disease or ailments inside of us that we don't need. It's not necessary.
It's cleansing our spiritual status, and that helps us being healthy, right?
And also, how can you, if you're responsible for people's business or your own business and millions of dollars, if you're not taking care of yourself, how can you trust somebody to take care of your business? Or how can, I think successful living is equivalent to successful business. You can't be one without the other, in my opinion.
And I guess when you run your own business, as we both do, no one's going to come to you and say, good job, Jeanette. You've done great work. No one's going to say that to you because we don't have a boss. Mm-mm. But when you work out and you feel good, it's almost like someone saying to you, you've done a great job, now move on to the next, right?
That's such a good point. Even when you said, good job, Jeanette, you've done it. Like, I can't remember the last time.
Well, you have to say it to other people to keep your team happy and motivated. but then no one says that to you. So for me, workout is making you feel good. And it's that well done, even at just a workout.
Yeah.
So well done.
Yeah.
Was there a point in your life, was there a turning point that you decided this is going to be my life? I'm going to work out every day. Did something happen that made you change? Or have you always been a workout buff?
No. I mean, I was a very big athlete.
Okay, all right.
Growing up and in high school, and I went to school on scholarships for field hockey. And so I have been an athlete, but I was never fit as I got older. I had my kids in my 20s. And again, there wasn't Instagram. So there wasn't as big of a fitness craze.
Yeah.
Nor was I really aware.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I went through a breakup and I just felt really low and I couldn't figure out how to pick myself up. And I started going to my friend Noah, who now owns Rumble Boxing, at Barry's Boot Camp. And he had hit rock bottom in his life. And he found solace and recovery through working out. And so he was a very big motivator for me. He's a very positive motivational speaker. And then I started to see the residual effects, which was your body transforming. And then I started to see more work coming in. And then I started to see, you know, wanting to live a good example for my children. I want for us to be a fit and healthy family. Mm. And then once you feel good, you start making other changes. So I used to smoke, which is disgusting. I can't even believe I did. I used to eat meat, which I stopped. I stopped eating dairy, and I just became very aware of the gift that is my body. And I want to put in good things and expect to get good things in return.
Hmm. So what's your typical workout plan throughout the week?
Mm-hmm. So, well, the last 2 months, let me just tell you, I didn't really, I, I kept my head above water. I did a few things. So the last 2 months, I was on vacation, physically and mentally. But a typical day for me involves 2 to 3 workouts.
Okay.
And so I do SoulCycle a lot.
Do you have a certain structure? So would you always start your day with cardio? Is that something, or you just mix and match? Is there a sequence?
There is a sequence.
Okay,
and
all right.
What I do at the beginning of the week on Monday is I schedule all of my workouts, whether they're classes with trainers.
You schedule them at the beginning of the week.
I schedule them at the beginning of the week, and then my meetings and everything else are later. I don't really meet for breakfast too often because I am doing my workouts. So I do a lot of weight training. I have a different body goal than most girls in New York in particular. So I'm not afraid of weights.
What's your goal?
My goal?
Your body goal.
My goal is to have a smaller, more toned waist and a bigger bum.
Okay.
You know.
Sounds good to me.
So I do weight training with a guy, Michael Maloney, and with a girl, Hillary Loftus, and I train with Joe Holder at S10 and Steven. I'm lucky is that I get to train with the best in New York City. I work out with Ackman, who really, I think he's one of the best coaches out there.
He does a SoulCycle class that are always sold out. Do you work out with him? I've seen that you take his SoulCycle classes, but you also work out at the gym with him.
Yeah, with Atkins Army and his boot camp.
Right, okay.
I only train with the best because I'm striving for the best. And I need people. It's very frustrating for me when I'm in Atkins SoulCycle class because I can ride the platform. I'm quite an advanced rider, but when I'm in his class, I have to sit. But I find that to be great because it's a goal that, like the other day in his class, in my mind, it clicked. I'm like, I'm going to get to a point where I'm just as advanced as all of the riders in his class because he's a different breed of an instructor.
Yeah.
But I really like him because he was a pro athlete, a tennis player, and he knows the body very well. And he's not going to train you to injure yourself. And
he's very motivational.
He's
every time I'm taking his classes, it's not about the bike. It's about your goals and your dreams and strive for the best. So you get, you know, 6 a.m, you get a lot of subliminal messages for success, not just about the bike. I mean, it also refers to do your best workout so you have a great body, but also you're thinking about his messages on all the other areas in your life.
Well, that's typically who I like to train with. I love Noah at Rumble. And then when I'm in LA, Angela Davis she doesn't even ride the bike at SoulCycle. She's like a preacher. I cry. I literally cry in tears every time I leave her class because she goes into your soul. And that's what you start to think about. Because when you're physically working out, you're so receptive to things coming through you. And I think, like you said, it sets the tone for your day where you're like, oh my God, I can do this. Let's do this.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So going back to your structure, so there's cardio involved, then weights. So I assume these are 2 workouts. Is there a third one? You said 3 workouts.
I'll do Y7, which is
The yoga.
Infrared, dark hip-hop yoga.
That's a hard class, though.
It's really
hard. Would think your third workout would be breathing and a little bit of stretch. That's a hardcore class, the Y7. I did it, and I almost could not finish it.
It's very hot. It's very hot.
It's very hot, and it's very hard.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a very engaging yoga.
I don't enjoy classes that don't make me feel like I'm going to die. I need hard classes.
So let me ask you something. When, let's say, you have a day that's absolutely crazy or you're traveling, what is the bare minimum that you absolutely do, whatever the situation? Is there a minimum that you say, today I cannot fit in my 3 workouts, I'll do something, and this is my must-have?
My must-have is SoulCycle.
Okay.
Even though I'm cutting back to 4 days a week because my body goal, I don't want a cardio body, and I'll lose all my muscle that I'm gaining if I just do that. But I also will find an infrared if I'm traveling or I don't, I'll find an infrared sauna somewhere. Obviously, in New York, I go to Higher Dose. And in London, I went to KXU and BXR, which are great. But
what's good about infrared? I've been reading a lot about this. I've been to a yoga class recently that had infrared. What are the benefits?
So I learned this. I have been getting colonics for many years, like 15 years, which terrifies some people. And I know some people are afraid to talk about it. But where I've been going in New York, they have an infrared sauna. So it goes to a deeper, it goes into your organs, the heat. It's a deeper kind of heat. And what happens with our organs is that we hold on to heavy metals. So when you pick up a can, when you touch metals in particular, they go into your system. Processed foods are literally hanging on to your organs. Alcohol, stress. So it's an overall like liver, kidney, organ cleanse that it pulls out the deeper stuff, and it's not just topical where you're just sweating.
Okay.
You're doing an actual cleanse for yourself. In turn, because you're so hot, your heart is really speeding up.
Mm-hmm.
You lose a lot of calories from it throughout the course of the day because your heart and your body is working to try to stay cool.
Okay.
So it's quite good for you.
Mm. Okay. Now, a lot of our listeners out there, they want to get into fitness and they're just starting out. We've all started from somewhere. I personally was not into fitness 10 years ago, and suddenly I am, and I try to work out almost every day, not three times, but you know, a good one workout a day is good.
Yeah.
But for someone starting out, and we don't want to discourage anyone and say you either do three workouts a day or nothing.
Yeah.
What is your advice?
So I that's a great question, and I get asked it a lot, even by some of my best friends. So I think figure out what your goal is. Figure out, is it a body thing? Is it a health thing? Is it both? And pull a couple of, you know, screenshot a couple of photos and I think of yourself that nobody else has to see, and of maybe some body goals, again, that nobody has to see, just for yourself. And what I think is sort of a foolproof way to stick with a plan is to start with a 2-week cleanse that you invest in.
Okay.
You don't have to spend money on it, but don't drink for 2 weeks. Maybe don't eat meat or dairy, and invest in a cleansing yourself to jumpstart the workout. Because if you've already made the decision to get into it, then set a little platform for yourself and start 3 days a week at something that feels good and is fun. If it's not fun in the beginning, you're not going to stick with it.
Mm.
Do the things that aren't fun maybe later, because now you're seeing the results and you're in a different headspace. Right now, find at the beginning just something that's fun, that the 45 minutes or the hour goes by like that. And then you'll feel the endorphins, and then you'll get addicted to the feeling of feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe go from 3 days to 4 days. I know that joining a gym is economically the easier thing to do financially, because classes get really expensive. And trainers are expensive. I'm not personally good at the gym on my own. I get very confused, and I'm sure other people out there can relate to me. So if you go to a gym, maybe find one too that has classes, because
that's a good one. That's a good tip. Yeah.
If you're just left to your own devices, like I'm told, and I try to do 40 minutes on the Stairmaster as often as possible, but I hate it. And when I hate something, I'm going to be more bound to fail than to succeed.
You have 3 children.
Uh-huh.
You're a businesswoman. You're a fitness idol. How do you balance work and life?
Yeah, and I could ask the same of you.
any practical advice?
Really practical is set a schedule for yourself. And live up to it, at least in the weekday.
Scheduling is everything.
Scheduling and the people that you have around you. I have some of the best friends in the world that always step in to help with my kids. I have the best nanny in the world that runs our life. I you know, I everybody around me helps keep it together. And the truth is, when I don't have a lot going on is when I don't make the best use of my time. When I know days like today, they're scheduled to a T, I am very efficient.
That's actually really true. If let's say it happens to me all the time, if I have a crazy day, I will work out, I will go to work, have my meetings, do everything. I will pack a lot. Let's say I have, it's the weekend, it's a Sunday, and I haven't planned the workout, I would probably not do anything and just hang out on the sofa, and the day will go and will be, where did the day go? What did I do? I'm like, I function a lot better if my day is packed and I know how it's going to go. The more time I have, the less productive I am.
You and I are very, very similar. I had a day yesterday that I mean, I had two workouts. And then my girlfriend and I went down to the Russian Baths to steam just to like take care of ourselves. I had all of these shows to go to, all of these events yesterday, and I realized sometimes, too, we have to be gentle on ourselves, and it is okay. When we're always going and going, we also have to know that it's okay to be a little kind to ourselves and to just do nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the balance, right?
Yeah, it is.
And with that in mind, Jeanette, thank you so much
for
your time. It was a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, I hope that everybody that listens gets to take something away from this. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.